was trying to change all that for the boy. He'd only had Filbert to the ranch for a month when the young man disappeared. There was hope. We were acting fast. It was only the late afternoon of the day after Filbert's disappearance. We hadn't yet passed the crucial 48-hour mark. I wanted to get straight to work when we landed at Arsenault's ranch. Police helicopters were closing down aerial searches for the day. A dog search had been stopped earlier in the day after the trail petered out at a river. There was no note. Nothing. Arsenault gave me some of Phil's possessions to handle, a favorite WWF shirt, a worry stone, which he would rub when he was nervous, a journal found after his disappearance, which hadn't been written in for weeks. I tried, but it didn't help me any. My friend Maisie, back in my hometown in Michigan, works that way, and only that way, getting flashes from possessions. But with me, it's hit or miss. Most of my visions are unrelated to any particular stimuli, as far as I've been able to determine. Still, a place this big, surrounded by a virtually limitless wilderness, I had to start somewhere. "Take me to the spot where the dogs lost track," I told Arsenault. I looked at the boy's latest school picture as we walked. He could have been any 15-year-old. Spiky short black hair, slightly sloped shoulders indicating he was a little on the scrawny side, the coffee and cream brown skin of his face broken up by a few